The South African Post Office was provisionally liquidated on the 9th of February this year after failing to pay just one of its many creditors. It's alleged that the SAPO owes a total of 4.4 billion rand to various creditors, including its own employees, for medical aid benefits and pension contributions. Now, the Democratic Alliance was told this morning that the case we lodged with the Hawks against the management of SAPO, who had fraudulently taken hundreds of millions of rands of medical aid and pension contributions from the salaries and then not paid it over to Mediports and the pension fund, is at an advanced stage. Since 2019, the board has overseen 9.2 billion rands worth of assets wiped off of the SAPO's balance sheet, and in 2019, assets exceeded its liabilities by 5.19 billion. Today, SAPO's liabilities exceed the assets by 4.8 billion. It is untenable, in fact, simply mind-boggling, that the minister can look at the woeful state of SAPO and, despite these facts, decide it would be fitting to reappoint not only the current members of the board, but the very chairperson who has overseen the financial collapse of the post office as well.